Well, right now we're going to bring to these microphones David James of David James Reports. You can go to our website, prophecytoday.com. On the right-hand column, if you scroll down, you'll see the icon for David James Reports. We discuss issues together that the body of Christ need to have insight into. For example, if it's an issue that you may not have thought about before, but there's a connection to the Bible and God's Word and it says something about this issue, you need to understand what that issue is and have an opportunity to eavesdrop on our discussion and then go to the Word of God and start studying for yourself. David and I are going to be talking about what is happening in the Gaza Strip between the Israelis and the Palestinians. We'll get back to that as a practical application of our conversation. But first, David, in our School of Prophets, you teach God's plan through the ages. Now, God does have a plan. It starts in Genesis, concludes in Revelation. But there's more to that course than that, and you teach it all over the world, in fact, not only at our School of Prophets. Talk to me about God's plan and what it is down through the ages. Just give me a quick run-through from Genesis to Revelation.
Sure, I'd be glad to. Well, God's plan through the ages, we see it recorded beginning in Genesis. It actually stretches from eternity past into eternity future. And if we were to think about an overarching theme for that, it would be God establishing his kingdom of righteousness. And so he created a realm, which is the physical universe and subjects, which are the spiritual beings, being angels and mankind. And man was to be God's regent on the earth over the earthly realm of God's kingdom. And of course, we know in Genesis that man fell through sin, and beginning in Genesis 3:15, God promised that there would be a Redeemer to bring redemption to mankind so that he could be back in a right relationship with God and be restored to that position which God originally planned. Then the rest of the Bible lays out the conflict between Satan and God, both in the heavenly realm and in the earthly realm, in trying to prevent the coming of the Redeemer and trying to prevent anyone but himself having rule over this world. Now, during this present time, Satan is the god of this world, the prince of the powers of the air, but we know that Jesus Christ came 2,000 years ago to be that Redeemer and offers that plan of redemption for mankind. And a key player in God's program is the nation of Israel. God raised up a new nation out of all the nations of the earth after the Tower of Babel through the patriarch Abraham, and he established the nation of Israel and gave them a piece of land from the Nile River to the Euphrates River, a huge piece of land, and promised it to them unconditionally. And so we see that these are eternal promises made to the nation of Israel. And then the Lord brought a new player into existence with the beginning of the church in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost. And today we have the church being those who are members of the body of Christ, those who have trusted in Christ for salvation. And then in the future, we know that God is going to fulfill his promises to Israel. He's going to take the church to heaven to be with him during the rapture. There will be a 7-year tribulation period. Christ will return at the end of that with the church, and we will rule and reign with him during the millennial kingdom, and Israel will receive her promises to the land and also have a place in the millennial kingdom.
Wow. Wow, folks, if you're eavesdropping on this conversation, you heard a 10-hour course in about 3.5 minutes. David, great job. They need to participate in one of the studies that we have at our School of Prophets. We have one upcoming in September in Chattanooga, Tennessee. You can go to our website, prophecytoday.com. David will not be teaching this time God's plan through the ages, but that is on DVD and it's on our website at our School of Prophets. However, David, you are going to be teaching eschatological options. Now, eschatology, the study of end time events. And let me ask you to just give us a brief statement about what you're going to be teaching in this course, and then I want to make it very practical as we focus on the Gaza Strip and what's happening there.
Sure. When we talk about eschatological options, what we're really talking about is different views of the end times. Eschatology is the study of the end times, the last things, and different groups, different people approach the Bible with different presuppositions and different methods of interpretation, and as a result of that, they end up with different views of the end times. They handle the scriptures differently. Now, we would believe that the correct approach to Bible study is using the literal, grammatical, historical method of interpretation, taking God's word at its face value and understanding what the Lord has given to us in the scriptures. However, there are other approaches that I would say are not biblical, an allegorical approach, for example, that doesn't take the scriptures at face value. You have others who come up with different approaches, for example, believing that some of the prophecies, in fact, some people say all the prophecies were fulfilled in 70 AD with the destruction of Jerusalem. And so as a result of these, you have different eschatological options or different eschatological systems that don't really handle the Word of God literally and according to its grammatical and historical context.
Now, I'm going to ask you about why that is dangerous in a moment, but let's make it very practical as we focus on what's happening in the Gaza Strip. Israeli Defense Force with a number of soldiers going in, invading a ground invasion. The Israeli Air Force assisting in that invasion and also the Israeli Navy. Hamas is where they're focused on trying to take out this terroristic organization. As I study Bible prophecy, you're a student of Bible prophecy as well. I look at Malachi 1 where it talks about the Edomites returning, rebuilding. The Lord will tear down, he says in that passage, and he will have indignation against these people forever. Ezekiel 35 says these same people will rise up, kill the Jews, and steal their land. And the little book of Obadiah talks about the Edomites controlling the Temple Mount, and when you put all that together, it seems like it's talking about the Israelis, the Jewish state of Israel, and the Palestinian people. Now, what I've just talked about is giving some information about the judgment to come. In fact, it says in Obadiah, these people will be as if they have never been. My question to you, if we take the literal grammatical approach of studying God's prophetic word, we have to believe that these prophecies are all going to come true, are they not?
Of course, they must come true. You know, if we look at the record of fulfilled prophecies in the Bible, everything that was prophesied that has come true has been fulfilled literally. And, of course, if that is true, then the ones that are yet to be fulfilled will also be fulfilled literally.
You know what concerns me, David? It looks like world leaders are actually taking the side of Hamas, a terrorist organization, and accusing Israel of being the bad guy in this situation. But even more concerning to me is the Christians, are the religious leaders, doing the exact same thing. I would have to say, let me see if you agree, that the problem with the religious leaders is they don't have the right eschatology. They don't understand God's plan for the Jews and the Palestinian people in the end times.
Well, yes, that's absolutely true. You know, if you look at the worldwide stance against Israel, I would say it's more anti-Israel than it is pro-Palestinian. I don't think the world really cares that much as a whole about the Palestinians. I know that's a harsh statement, but I actually think it's anti-Israel. And if you look even at the, you know, the Palestinians having a homeland, if being from Edom and Mount Seir, that's actually in Jordan. And so if anybody should give them a homeland, it should be the country of Jordan, not the nation of Israel. And when you look at the church's stance, the church, much of the church, in fact, the vast majority of the church, believes that the church has replaced Israel in God's program. So they don't believe that national Israel has any future, and they believe that, and they don't believe that they have any right to this land that God has promised.
You know, that's the big problem today. Both politically and prophetically, peoples in this world not recognizing God's plan, his scenario for the end times. God has made some promises to the Jewish people. The Abrahamic covenant, they will be a nation forever. The land covenant, they will have a piece of real estate 10 times what they have today. The Davidic covenant, there will be a temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, and Jesus Christ will rule and reign from there. And of course, the new covenant, the Jewish people will become his people. He will become their God. All those promises must be fulfilled, or we can forget the fact that he made a promise about eternal life for us. And so indeed, would you agree with me as we conclude our conversation today? People had better approach the study of God's prophetic word literally, because we're living in those days today.
Yes, so that's absolutely true. As you said, it's also connected theologically even to our salvation. The promises made to Israel and to Abraham are based on an unconditional eternal covenant, and so is our salvation. So it's a matter of God being a covenant-keeping God. And if we don't align ourselves with that, and we set ourselves against the nation of Israel, we also fall under the condemnation of the Abrahamic covenant, where God says he will curse those who curse Israel.
Wow. Very, very important last statement there. That's Genesis chapter 12 and verse 3, by the way. David James with David James Reports. We have discussed the issue of eschatology, basically, and the promises that God has made to the Jewish people that must be fulfilled. David, thank you so very much. I look forward to another discussion next week.
Good to be with you.